The protests we're seeing are bringing up a lot of issues. At the heart of the matter, though, are calls for reforms on how policing is done. Katya Dekanoidze knows about that. She's the former chief of the National Police of Ukraine, has worked on police reform and still does in Ukraine, Georgia, and Moldova. Katya joins us from Kyiv. So you've been watching the violent interactions between police and protesters in the U.S.
Yes.
What are you thinking,
yes,
Katya, when you see this?
Well, not very happy. I think like that the United States was a model actually for democracy and for the civil society. But what is going on, it's like probably the number one reason for that is like the political influence, you know, in the law enforcement. And actually, when there is a political influence in the law enforcement sector, it always can turn back. So that's a problem.
So you led some major anti-corruption efforts in your police force in Ukraine. It boils down to changing the culture within, a culture that you kind of were endowed by the Soviet Union. So what does it take to reform what I assume was an entrenched culture in a police force?
Both in Georgia and in Ukraine, I mean, we have huge problems. But I have to say, in Georgia, we just changed the approach. We changed the whole human resources, and we told them during the training. So number one rule for all police officers is to defend the human beings and the human rights. If the police officer is corrupted, if police officer really thinks that nobody will punish me, that's a problem. So ideological change was very much important, especially police academy. But also in Ukraine, as well as in Georgia, we had also the problem of the political influence, you know, in the law enforcement. When a law enforcement officer sees that there's some political, you know, figures can really influence or give some kind of different orders that are against human rights. I mean, sometimes they think that, okay, I can do this and nobody can punish me.
So when it comes to excess violence on citizens, like police brutality, how is that dealt with in training? How is that taught?
Actually, during the demonstration and the crowd management, number one rule is not to really use the force, but to have some kind of dialogue with the people. When there are so many people in the street, I mean, police must have the dialogue, right? And working with the community, police officer, patrol police officer, trooper, they must work with the community, interact with the community, and they must understand what kind of problems community does have. It's very important.
Katya, how do you create a culture in which police officers themselves hold each other accountable?
For instance, in Georgia, we created a special monitoring service.
So a kind of internal affairs bureau, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, yes. Monitoring service can observe the everyday communication of the patrol police officers and the troopers. I mean, the tragic history of what was happening in Minneapolis, it shows that the police officer, he really was not conducting himself and the law enforcement officer, right? Because number one rule, once you are interacting with a citizen, you must think about the human rights, because you're the person in the uniform and you represent the government and the authorities, and you must understand that you have the huge responsibility.
You've listed a lot of different strategies for police reform. Can you just like name one or two things that American police departments might do right now?
Absolutely. So number one, good recruiting system. They recruit the best. This is very important. The second is absolutely brilliant training, and that they must understand that nobody can be above the law. And the third, and very much important, I mean, no law enforcement officer can avoid the political figures. Politics is different, and the law enforcing is absolutely different. And you have to think about the human rights. It is like the top value for the police officers.
Police reformer Katya Dekanoidze is the former chief of the National Police of Ukraine. She's been speaking with us from Kyiv. Thank you very much, Katya.
Thank you very much.